the statement today, you just run down exactly what the police department did with the information they had. It looks as though there's a question about whether or not the testimony's in person or over the phone. Is that kind of what it boils down to, in a sense?
Well, what it boiled down to was the fact that the original detective took the information over the phone, and that's not, we would prefer speaking to a victim in person for a lot of different reasons. And so that's the initial complaint came in over the phone. The detective receiving that complaint advised the victim at the time to do a series of things. One was to come in and meet with him in person. That didn't happen. And then two, if there were other people that age and the time frame in which they are alleging the abuse fell within the statute, to advise us of those people so that we can look into it ourselves, and that did not take place.
Chief, if that had happened today, would you want the police to take more of an initiative?
Not only would I want it, the police to take more of an initiative, but we would indeed take more of an initiative. In looking at this case, we've changed our policy at the Syracuse Police Department so that if today a complaint came in like it did in 2002, what would happen is that it would be entered into a computer database. It would still be treated as an allegation as opposed to an official complaint. But what would happen is that it would be entered into a database. And so that if a second complaint came in or a second allegation came in, then we would be looking at perhaps a pattern of behavior as opposed to two separate allegations that each of which have gone undocumented. That would then enable the detectives to look at this entire situation differently. Mm-hmm.
So then if someone said, is there an investigation, if it were in the database, would that mean it was an investigation?
That would absolutely, a second complaint would absolutely meet with some sort of investigation. You better believe it.
But, I mean, they had a phone call that gave them a tip that Bernie Fine was doing something. Should the cops have taken the initiative from there and maybe nosed around and done more investigating?
The detective that took the complaint acted within the policies that were in place at that time. He notified his supervisor of the complaint that had come in, and then it was decided. Not that the detective did not decide, but the leadership of the police department decided at that time that an investigation would not commence based on that allegation.
Chief Duval decided?
The leadership of the police department. And Chief Duval was, in fact, the leader of the police department, whether the directive came directly from him or if it was handed down from him. But the leadership of the police department arrived at that decision at that time.
So Chief Duval.
I guess you need to say that Chief Duval is looking for you. You're not ready to say that.
Does this put you in a, I mean, obviously, maybe it's an obvious question, does this put you and your department in a very awkward position?
Absolutely not. It does not put me nor the police department in an awkward position. And here's why. Number one, I wasn't the chief in 2002, and therefore, I'm as the current chief, I'm in no awkward position. And number two, in 2002, Detective Doug Fox, who's the detective in question here, answered the phone, and based on our policy at the time, he acted appropriately. He passed the information along to his supervisor, therefore relieving him of his burden to make a decision. It wasn't him that arrived at the decision that no investigation would be conducted. That decision was made at a level higher than him. So we evaluated it today, because hindsight is always 20/20, and being in 2011, I have the luxury of hindsight. Back then, they did not. So in hindsight, I realized that I need to implement a brand new policy to assure that this does not happen in the Syracuse Police Department again.
So have you implemented that policy as of today?
Absolutely.
It's already?
Yes, that's correct.
So it's in effect. So
yes.
At the end of your statement, you said there was going to be an investigation into it. There's no further looking into the policy.
No, we're done with our internal investigation regarding the 2002.
And you're done with any further tweaking of the policy as it stands now?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Tomorrow something can happen in this world outside of the city of Syracuse that forces us to look at ourselves and say, wow, this could very well happen here. And then, therefore, we would make an adjustment in the policy in order to be able to address that in the unfortunate event that it happens here. And that's, as a leader, that's what you have to do. You have to continue to look at ways and opportunities to change your policy.
Do you know of any other telephone complaints that perhaps were not followed through because they were on the telephone?
I do not.
And the investigation into the, you're working now with the DA's office and the U.S. Attorney's, where's the status of that, I guess?
Well, it's an ongoing investigation, and we do not comment specifically on ongoing investigations.
But you are actively still investigating.
Absolutely.
You haven't turned it all over.
Absolutely. Well, we are actively investigating, yes.
Sounds like the learned lesson was that the onus should not be wholly on the caller to, you know, to come in person.
Well, I guess the learning point in this is that we have to make sure as a police department that we've done everything that we possibly can to address the allegation and to corroborate the allegation and to advance the investigation forward if it's at all possible.
No, I was just, you know, the fact, too, that came in dribs and drabs. I mean, was that an issue as well? I mean, you know, they said to come in, and it was a month later before, and then there was another month. I mean, does that make it more difficult?
It makes it challenging, but I'm in no way putting fault or blame on the way that the information came in, how it came in. Please understand that has to be extremely difficult for a victim and those connected to the victim. And that's not something that people deal with each and every day. So the last thing I'm going to do is be critical of how the information came in.
And one thing you seem to emphasize, that the first time you actually saw the victims was the 17th of November.
That's correct.
And also the extra evidence, you had no knowledge of that extra evidence that ESPN seemed to have or the Post Standard.
No, we did not have that information.
Would that have made a difference, do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it would have made a difference. See, when you talk about an allegation, it's just that until you find something additional to corroborate that allegation, and that enables you to dig a little bit further, go a little bit further in your investigation of the allegation itself.
When it's a he said, she said, well, not a she said kind of thing, but, you know, it's one word against the other. How do you get that corroborating information? You just have to trust.
Well, that's what an investigation is all about.